Continuing in the second parak of Meseches Nazir, we are up to Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin. Harein Nazir L'Kshili Ben. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I will have a son, meaning he's when I have such a karsatov, for having a child, the way I'm going to express that, a karsatov, Zakarish Baruch Hu, is by being Makabal Nazirus. V'nod lo ben, and then he had a son, so I raised a Nazir. Okay, so he's got to put his money where his mouth is, and he becomes a Nazir. Nod lo bas, what if he has a daughter, or Tumtum Androgynous, or he has someone of unclear gender. He has a child, but it's not clearly a son. So, Einu Nazir, then he's not a Nazir because he only accepted Nazirus if he's going to have a son. Even though the term Ben in the Torah sometimes just means a child, but when people say it, it typically means a son as opposed to a daughter. So we assume that that's all he meant, because by the Darim, we're Halichach HaLashem Bnei Adam, and that's we presume that that's what he meant when he said, I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a Ben. Im Amar Kasha'era Kashiyeli Vlad, if he said, I'm going to be a Nazir when I will see a child born to me, then I feel no lebastum to mandroganus, or is a Nazir, then it doesn't matter whether the child is one gender or the other, or some sort of ambiguous gender, or some sort of combination of genders, he is going to be a Nazir regardless. Now we move on to Mishnah Ches. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a child, he means a child that's a bar kayama, that's going to be able to survive. So what happens if he made that commitment, and the child was born and then died shortly thereafter? He pila ishtov, his wife lost the child, meaning right after birth, and we don't know if it was born being able to survive or not. So einu nazir, he's not a nazir at all. Even misafik, he's not a nazir. Tanakama holds a person never wants to be a nazir misafik, so he only intended to be makabel if there's going to be a vadai. Rabbi Shimon says no, he is a nazir misafik, but since only a nazir vadai can do the karbanos at the end of the Nazirus, he has to make himself into a Nazir Vadai in order to ever be able to finish his Nazirus. So Yomar, he should say, Im Haya Ben Kayama, if that child was a Ben Kayama, Hareani Nazir Chova, then I am already committed to the Nazirus, so I have that obligation. Vim Lav, and if the child was not a Ben Kayama, Hareani Nazir Nadava, then I'm being makabel upon myself a voluntary Nazirus. And that way, he's a definite Nazir, so that at the end of the Nazirus, he's able to do the Karbanos and get out of being a Nazir. So the doubt that comes about from the birth of a child that died goes over to the next birth. Chazra v'yalda, if his wife then gives birth to another child, and that one's a Ben Kayama, Hare's a Nazir. He's a Nazir because that definitely fulfills the condition of his original Neder. Rabbi Shimon says, again, he's a Nazir out of Safek with the first one, so he's going to be a Nazir out of Safek with the second one, because we don't know if the first one was a fulfillment of his Nazirus. So Yomar, what he should do is say, Imarishon Ben Kayama, if the first one is a real Ben Kayama, Harishon Chova Vizum Nadava, my original Nazirus was a Chova, and this is a Nazirus Nadava Vim Lav, and if the first one was not a Ben Kayama, Harishon Nadava Vizor Chova, then the first one was a Nadava, and this one is the fulfillment of my actual Chiv. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, we said, if a person commits to be a Nazir when he has a Ben, and he has a son, he's a Nazir, but if he has a bastum tum or androgynous, he's not a Nazir. But if he says, I'll be a Nazir when I have a Vlad, then it doesn't matter what the gender of the child is, he's going to be a Nazir. And then in Mishnah Ches, we had said that if his wife gave birth, but it was not a Ben Kayama, so he's not going to be a Nazir. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says that he's a Safik Nazir. So you should make it tonight that if it was a Ben Kayama, so then obviously I'm obligated in the Nazirus. And if it's not, I'm being Makabel a Nazirus Nadava. And then when she has the next child, the Tanakh would say he actually becomes a real Nazir because he didn't become a Nazir the first time because the first child didn't count. And Rabbi Shimon would say, well, the first child might have counted, so he has to make yet another Tanai. That if the first child was a Ben Kayama, then he's going to observe Nazirus now as a Nadava. But if the first child was not a Ben Kayama, then the Nazirus that he's observing now is his actual Nazir Chov. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Bey's Mishnah Tess.